Sukkah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, 2:6. So we've established in the previous Mishnayos that if one is going to eat bekvius, a fixed meal as opposed to a snack, he must do it inside the sukkah. That will leave the possibility open that a person could simply snack all week long of sukkahs and never eat inside his sukkah. The question is that true? And the Mishnah says, no, in fact, it's not true. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Arba Asres Su'udos Chayv Adam Le'echol B'sukkah. Rabbi Eliezer holds a person must eat 14 meals inside his sukkah. His rationale for this is based on the overarching principle again of Teshvu Ke'ein Taduru, that drasha, that one must live in a sukkah as he lives in his own home, and under normal circumstances, people eat two meals a day in the time of the Mishnah, one in the morning, one in the evening, and 7 days of sukkahs gives you 2 times 7 or 14 meals. And therefore, Rabbi Lezer holds that one must eat 14 separate meals inside the sukkah, one each day. There's a side point, a question, why not 15 meals? Because in truth, on Shabbos, there's the mitzvah of Shalosh Shodos, having a third meal on Shabbos, which would then ratchet up to 15. A number of answers are given. The simplest answer probably is that really a person could navigate it to only have 14 meals during the week, including eating Shalosh Shodos, the third meal on Shabbos, because a person could eat what would have been his Saturday night meal on Saturday afternoon, and that being the case, he could, you know, push earlier what would have been his night meal into a third meal on Shabbos. Okay, we had this discussion similarly, by the way, back in Maseches Peah when we talked about providing 14 meals to someone who was poor in town during the course of the week, and the same idea applied over there. There are other answers as well. The Chacham Omrim, that it's not the case, rather, Ein Ledavar Kitzva, there's no specific amount of meals, no set number of meals one must eat inside the sukkah on sukkahs, chutz malele yom tov rishon shel chag bilvad, with the exception of the first night of sukkahs, during which one must eat inside a sukkah a meal. The basis for that is a gezeirah shava that the chacham learn. That gezeirah shava comes from the requirement to eat a kazayas of matzah at Leil HaSeder on the 15th of Nisan. That pasuk says, "Uvachamisha asar yom lachodesh hazeh chag hamatzos." On the 15th day of that month of Nisan, there's a chag hamatzos, and there's an obligation. And then a separate pasuk says, "Uvachamisha asar yom lachodesh hashvi'i hazeh," the 15th day of the seventh month, referring to the holiday of Sukkot. And there's a gezeirah shava of the word chamisha asar connecting the two, and just as one has an obligation to eat at the 15th of Nisan at his, we'll call it a Pesach Seder, he has an obligation to eat at his 15th of Nisan at his sukkah on the first night. Now, there is a question, by the way, in the poskim, how much one is obliged to eat. So many Rishonim simply learn that the gezeirah shava equates what goes on at the 15th of Nisan, where one is obligated to eat a kazayas of matzah, to the 15th of Tishrei, sukkahs, where one is obligated to eat a kazayas of bread inside a sukkah. Others, however, find that a little strange, inasmuch as we learned in the previous Mishnah that the quantity that obligates one to eat inside the sukkah is a larger amount. Let's say that's a kibbutz, like most learn. So a kibbutz is 2 kazaisim, it's twice the size of a kazayas, and therefore there are those who say that one would have to eat a kibbutz amount instead of the sukkah on the first night. The Shulchan Aruch paskins one kazayas mikra dinol, Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah, I should say, says that certainly if one has the means to have more than a kazayas and the ability, so then he ought to have a full meal, including more than at least a beitza worth of bread. Okay. Va'od Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Mishlo Acha Lele Yom Tov HaRishon Yashlim Lele Yom Tov HaAchron. Now, what happens if a person failed to have his requisite suda on the first night of Yom Tov? Interestingly, Rabbi Eliezer, who in the previous lines of the Mishnah had held one has to have 14 separate meals over 14 days, over the 7 days of Sukkot, he actually moves away from that position and actually goes like the Chacham, ultimately agreeing that just the first night is the essential one. But notwithstanding that, the Mishnah records the original opinion, and now we're discussing the point of what happens if one failed to have that all-important first suda on the first night of Sukkot. So Rabbi Eliezer understands that the halachas apply similar to the halachas of the Korban Chagiga, and just as when it comes to a Chagiga, the celebratory Shlamim peace offering that one brings on all three of the regalim. If one failed to do it or one couldn't do it on the first day of Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos, there's the possibility of a tashlumen, of a replacement, sometimes that's necessary because, let's say, for example, if the first day of Pesach or Sukkos, Shavuos falls out on a Shabbos, one would not be allowed to bring a private chagiga. So how big is the window? So typically the window is 7 days. That means you have all 7 days of Pesach to do a tashlumen and a replacement chagiga if you didn't bring on the first day of Pesach. And same goes with Shavuos, even though Shavuos is a one-day holiday, but you get this total of 7 days, meaning this Shavuos plus six more days. And similarly, when it comes to Sukkos, you actually have the 7 days of Sukkos, and in fact, you have an eighth day, the day of Shemini Atzeres, to do a tashlumen, a replacement, for the missing Korban chagiga. And Rabbi Eliezer is going to say the similar rules apply to the eating of that Suda near Sukkah. If you fail to eat it on the first day, first night of Pesach, excuse me, of Sukkos, we actually have the whole holiday of Sukkos, and even the eighth day, which is on some level a new regal altogether, the holiday of Shemini Atzeres, one could eat his Suda in the Sukkah and do a tashlumen replacement. And of course, what Rabbi Eliezer here says, he should eat it on the last day of the Yom Tov, referring to the eighth day Shemini Atzeres. He of course agrees that it would be equally possible to eat it on an earlier Suda during the middle of Sukkos. But the Chum reject it. The Chum say no, it's a Gezeira Shava, and therefore we're limited to the first night of the 15th of Tishrei, just as we're limited to making Pesach Seder, eating the Mitzvah Matzah, only on that first night, the 15th of Nisan. And therefore, if you missed your chance, you've simply missed out, the train has left the station, and no way to make it up. And they quote a Pasuk from Koheles to express that idea. The Chacham Omrim, Ein Ledavar Tashlumen, there is no way to make up your missed meal inside the Sukkah. Al Zet Neamar, and on this, the Pasuk from Koheles says, Me'uvas lo yuchal liskon, v'chesron lo yuchal limanos. Some things that are crooked you can't make straight, and some things, once something is missing, there's no way to count it. There's nothing to make up the missing piece. This is a missing piece that can't be made up, and therefore you only have one chance with no possibility of a tashlumen to eat your su'udah on the first night of Sukkos in your sukkah, and that is the halacha. That being the case, by the way, halacha lamaisa, one has to be very careful about eating the first night of sukkah, and it gets complicated if, for example, one is putter, let's say it's raining. There are a variety of halachas requiring one to wait out the rain for a while, to do his very best to have his suit at some point on that first night in Sukkos. The halacha is too complicated beyond that to say here, but if it is an issue, one certainly should ask a rav, because one has to do his utmost to eat that suit on the first night of Sukkos in his sukkah.